live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM. This is Inside Sports.
Tashi Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
It's a really good ball. It's Shabalala.
Inside the updates.
Zeya Kolisi and South Africa are Rugby World Cup kings in Japan.
Inside Sport.
Just gone 6 minutes past 8. Assalamu alaikum and a very good evening to you. Listening to Inside Sport, exclusive to the Voice of the Cape, where we cover all the latest news and chat to past and present sports stars as well. I'm your host, Firoz Sheikh, and my tech tonight is Nazim Peterson. We're talking football tonight. My guest is the former Berea and Maritzburg United midfielder, Ibrahim Jacobs. But before I chat to E.B. Jacobs, who's better known as Hima here in Cape Town, let's catch up with the latest news coming through from today. Four games in the Premier League today. Chelsea beating Burnley 2-0. Thomas Tuchel's first win there as manager. Leeds United beating Leicester 3-1. Liverpool currently 2-0 up against West Ham United. 78 minutes into that game. And there's one late game as well. Brighton take on Tottenham at a 9:15. Cape Town City also in action in the DStv Premiership today. They drew 1-1 with Baroka. And the SA Women beat Pakistan by 18 runs in the second T20 international in Durban to win that series. With a game left to play, SA made 133 for 5. Pakistan were restricted to 115 for 7. So that final game takes place in Durban on a Wednesday. It's time now to say assalamu alaikum to Ibrahim Jacobs. Thanks for joining me tonight on The Voice of the Cape.
Alaikum salam, Firoz. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Ibi. How are you doing?
Good, man. And you?
I'm good. How's Peter Maritzburg this evening?
It's a bit wet, raining.
Oh, good.
Same
year like Cape Town. Now, you can join the conversation as well. Call us 021-442-3530 or WhatsApp 0829-913-913 for any comments or questions at for Ibrahim. We'll say EB4, the show. You obviously enjoyed a very successful professional career with Maritzburg United and then Berea, but it all started right here in Cape Town in Wynberg with Bluebells. Was that your first team?
Yes, the Bluebells. I played for Bluebells from the age of 10 years old. And from there, it's just gone better and better. Are you there?
Yes, yes, Ibi, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, from the age of 10, I joined Bluebells. And it was good. It was a very good club. At the age of about under 16, I helped the senior side out a lot, played a lot of premier games, one or two. Then on the 19, I also helped them out, but most of the time we used to play in the third division. I used to play in the third division, but I helped a lot in the Premier League. Then towards the end of the season, one of my friends was asked to come and train with Cape Town Spurs. They wanted to have a look at him. And he asked me to join him. His name was Suleiman Bashir. Then I joined him with the training session. And from there I met Bobby and Sally at the Cape Town Spurs training ground. And later on, 2 weeks later, Keith America and Calvin Peterson came back from Hereford and they joined us. We became good friends and from there just took off.
Okay, now we're going to get to that professional career in a short while, but I know you as an old-fashioned left half wearing that number 6 jersey. Was that always your position?
No. In amateur days, I played striker. I played striker, but most of the time, you see, in our days, it was inside left or inside right. Those left half and right half. That was it before. But most of the time, I used to play striker. I just became a left side midfielder when I joined Berea.
Okay, now, Ibi, tell us about some of your highlights with the Bluebells. I know you spoke about all the various divisions you played for. Talk to us about some of the highlights. Of course, coming from Wynberg, there would have been some rivalries with the other famous team from Wynberg.
Yeah,
Batswood.
I know. There was always rivals with the team like Batswood. That was a good rival because most of them stayed in Wynberg too. And most of the Bluebells players was all from Wynberg. They were one group. They were always together, and I always used to go with them. And the rival was good soccer, very, very good soccer.
And did you play many games against Bats with yourself?
Well, I played about one or two odd games I played. Mm. Those were big games, because at that time I was still about 16 years old. The only time when I used to play premier is when they run short of players, or the players are injured. Then it take me what? Then I go play there. And other than that, I'll just play in the same division or higher. Because in our time, when you used to play under 16, when you're under 18 or any team is short, you can play up, but you can't play down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now you came to Durban to start your professional career. We'll get to that in a moment. But obviously, you trained with Cape Town Spurs, like you said. You were introduced to Booby Solomons, and then Keith and Calvin came thereafter that. You were friends with Sally. So did you not get that chance to play for Cape Town Spurs, or was it just training?
No, it was just training. They wanted to have a look at my one friend. They were actually going to sign him. And he just asked me, hey, you want to train with Cape Town Spurs? I told him, hey, Cape Town Spurs, good. I'm going. So I went with him. And that's how I just end up training there. I just trained with them.
Hmm. Okay, so you came to Durban in 1981 with Keith America and Calvin Peterson, joined Berea.
Yeah.
How did that move came about?
That move came about, I was training with Cape Town Spurs, then just towards the end of the year, because we trained about in Christmas, it was a preseason, then Keith America and Calvin approached me, and they just asked me, do you want to play pro? I said, yeah, I don't mind playing pro. But then they told me, it's not here, they're going to Durban. They're going to Berea. So I said, well, if you can convince my mom, I'm in. And I don't know, till up today, I don't even know how they got it right. They got it right, and I was with them.
So, but when I was chatting to you off air, they originally had an offer from Manning Rangers. That story with us, please.
Later on, they had an offer with Manning Rangers. But Manning Rangers was going to sign them, but when they told Manning Rangers they got one more player coming with, Manning Rangers didn't want to agree with it. Right? But the late Mana Governor, agreed with it because he would take Keith and Calvin anytime. So he agreed to take me. And I wasn't a player. I had to go there, and I was like on trials.
Yeah, and they said the rest is history. Yeah. But it was one season you guys played with Berea before moving to Maritzburg United with Keith and Calvin as well. It seemed the three of you were together all the time. Why the move to Maritzburg United for just the one season after one season in Durban?
No, we were approached. I think Keith and Calvin was approached by the manager of Maritzburg United, Eunice Adams. And apparently he already spoke to Farouk, Sali. There was quite a few of them coming up from that side. And when he spoke to Keith and Calvin, they were gaining, and they told him, if they coming, I must come with. And that's how we went, all three of us together.
And then you went back to Berea from 1983 to
88. Yeah, 83, myself and Keith, because apparently what I heard is that they never paid the full into Maritzburg, never paid Berea for all three players. They only paid for one player. So Calvin stayed, and myself and Keith went back to Berea.
Oh, wow, really? So they never paid you?
Yeah, they never, you see, they not paid us, they never paid the club.
Mm.
And that's how we end up going back. So Keith told me, Evie, let's go back. I said, yeah, no problem. So we went back. Because when we played for Maritzburg United, myself, Keith America, Charlie Adams, Mark Buckley, and Farouk Abrams, we stayed in Durban. We travel every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to Maritzburg to train, and Sundays we play. If we play on a Friday, we're off the weekend.
Hmm.
So we travel every week to go play there. Calvin and Clive Carlson was the only two players that stayed in Maritzburg. We didn't want to stay in Maritzburg.
Okay. Wow. But you're staying there now, eh?
Yeah, I'm staying here now.
Yeah. So, Ibi, let's talk about the highlights of your career, your professional career from 1981 to 88 with Brea Maritzburg and Brea as well. Share some of the highlights with us from your playing as a professional player.
When I started off with Brea, it was hard. The first 2 months, Chicken Price was our coach, and we trained. And I made the first 18. The squad that time was 18 players. I made the first 18 players, and the first six games, I never played. Even in the first six games, even when we came to Cape Town, it was a Cape Town trip. I never even played. I was on the bench. They didn't even put me on.
Mm.
But that was fine. When I came back after the sixth game, we played Leeds. I will never forget that game. We played Leeds at Curry Fountain. And the coach called me out and he told me, he used to call me Lighty. He said, Chicken Price. He told me, Lighty, today you showed him what you're worth. And I was given the number six jersey. The number six jersey belongs to Dudu Munsami.
Mm.
He was injured that weekend. And ever since I put that number six on, no one actually got it.
Yeah, it got stuck on your back, eh?
Yeah.
Now, we posted this the interview on social media. I'm just going to read some of the messages that has come through from people who watched you play and played with you as well. Russell De Vries, of course, you know him. You played against him as well. So he posted one of the old pics with the two of you in battle. Bubi Solomon says, great going, another family that looked after him in Peter Maritzburg. Harun Mohammed said, you guys had good midfield battles. I think Harun played for Bluebells, if I'm not mistaken. And then Harun Mohammed.
Yeah, Harun Mohammed, yeah.
And then there's a Zunaid Mal who says, yeah, great player. Harun Lachporia. Who says top player as well. So we're going to get to some other social media comments as well in a short while with other guys that you played with when you played in the amateur ranks. So let me just go through some of this quickly. We're going to take a very quick commercial break just now, Ibi, so don't go away. I'm just going to read some of these comments. Madhav Singh, obviously you played with him at amateur level.
Yes, at Derby United.
Obviously says a brilliant player. He's ghost stories. He mentioned some of your ghost stories. So we've got Ronnie Moodley who says Ibi was an outstanding professional soccer player. His control and marshalling of the midfield was outstanding and still is presently. Ibi plays in the KZN and Golden Oldies FA.
I'm playing
over
for
50
them.
League for Durban Central Legends. He has not lost one bit of his skills and enthusiasm. Well done, Ibi. And I can believe that because I've also watched you play as a lighty myself. But Ibi, we're going to take a quick break and when we come back, we'll continue the discussion.
This is Inside Sports.
Hashim Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
It's a really good goal. It's Shabalala. Goal! The
Inside the Updates.
See you, Khaleesi. In South Africa.
Sports.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. It's just gone 22 minutes past 8. You're listening to Inside Sport. My guest tonight is the former Weinberg lad, Ibrahim Jacobs, who now lives in Pietermaritzburg. Of course, he had a stellar career playing for Berea and Maritzburg United. But before we continue, I've just been reminded by Nazim that I must just mention the latest score. Liverpool winning that one 3-1, beating West Ham, moving up to third on the log. So well done to the Reds fans there. Ibi, welcome back. Now, we were talking about those social media post. I've got one on WhatsApp here that's come through the studio. It's Arab and Rashad send their fondest Bluebell soccer regards to your current speaker. Yeah. Do you remember them?
The players. They're from Weinberg, Arab. They know him as Arab. He was on the left and right hand side of Bluebell. Great player. Short, but quick.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, Nanda Subban says, I remember when he did the shop fitting at third base at the wheel, and I did the sign writing. We used to talk about football. Then Oliver says, my coach, and Zane Williams, of course, whom you played for, played with.
Yes.
Top, top professional player, awesome human being, was our coach and then teammates. Privileged to have played with them. So these are some very nice comments from people you know, people you played with and against, people you coached, Ibi. So that must be a special feeling as well.
This is a very special feeling. That after I left pro, I joined Azhar Khan at Derby United. And that's where I met Zain, Madhu. They were an excellent team. I was player coach. And some good times there. Some good players also led. Very good.
Okay, I see we got a message here from, it looks like Sally Adams' picture there, but unfortunately, Sally, we can't hear that voice. We can't hear that voice note. Maybe you want to send it in writing, then we can read it out, Mr. Adams. So, Ibi, you were talking to us about your highlights. You were talking about that number 6 jersey that stuck to your back when your coach Chicken Price gave you that that number to come on. What about some other highlights? I know you played in some cup finals as well. Talk to us about that.
Highlight was we played in a cup final, the first cup final for Maritzburg United. It was Keith America, Calvin Peterson, Sally Adams, Clyde Carolison, Mark Buckley, Farouk Abrams.
Most of them were Cape Townians, eh?
Yeah, Cape Townians. That's all the Cape Townians I mentioned. Then they had the young Ravi Pillay, Lloyd De Lange, and Nell. Right back, jersey. That was a good fight. And we played Glenn Dean in the final on the Sunday at Curry Fountain. The game ended in a 1-1 draw, extra time too, so we had to add a replay on Monday night at Curry Fountain. Then Monday night, we played them, we beat them, we end up with 10 men, and we won the game. That was one of these. One of the best ever. And that Maritzburg team, although I got Briard out, that Maritzburg team, they were a good side. There were like 11 coaches on the field. Excellent.
Was that the only cup final you played in, Ibi?
No, that's another. The same year we played in another cup final. And it was, the tables was turned. That other team ended up with 10 players. We played Bosman Chelsea. They beat us 1-0 at Curry Fountain.
Now, I remember you as a very combative midfielder, always put your body on the line, weren't afraid of anything. Was that always the case, and that's how you played your football?
I played my football right through my amateur level, always. You see someone on the ground, it's easy. Like the Sayarima. Always on the ground.
No, fantastic. Now, Ibi, tell us about some of the players you played with. You mentioned a lot of names there. Some of them are fantastic players. Tell us about some of the guys you really played with there that really stood out.
Yeah, well, Keith and Calvin, thanks to them. They are the two people that looked after me. Well done. Thanks a lot. They brought me here. They had a lot of confidence in me, and I learned a lot with them. And the following year, I met Sally, which was even better, was nicer, always there for us. And when you play in all the years, when you finish play, we always talk about soccer, and that's so important. If you had a bad game, they will tell you straight right there and then, you know what, your game wasn't right, your passing, your thing. And that's how you always become a better player.
Mm.
And when you go to training, there's not standing in the back line. Like when you remember when you play amateur, when you're training, you run in the back.
Mm.
Yeah, when you play pro, when you likes with Keith and Calvin, no, you must be frontline, solid frontline. That's how it was. Always fighting at training, strong.
No, fantastic. We just got another message here coming from, I think it's your nephew, Uncle Hima. You are truly a legend from your nephew, Rashad.
Yes, Rashad, yeah, my brother's son.
In Cape Town, eh?
Yes, they're all in Cape Town, yeah, Rashad.
Now, Ibi, we can't talk about the FPL and not mention the atmosphere in the grounds. What was it like playing in grounds like Curry's Fountain, Northdale, Watson Park, Athlone?
Actually, a very good ground, but my best ground I ever, what I like from all the grounds I played on, I like the Maritzburg ground. It was nice and broad. And when we used to play on a Friday night, believe me, there was 9,000 to 10,000 people in the stadium. Unbelievable.
No, absolutely. And I can, because we as juniors, we used to make those trips up to chat with DB, Maritzburg.
I was your coach, you remember?
Yeah, we talk about that now, but let's talk about the atmosphere in those grounds, Northdale, 3B, Curry's Fountain, Athlone. When you came to Cape Town, how did it feel to play at Athlone?
It was excellent. What a ground. Athlone Stadium was wonderful, but beautiful, soft, big ground. That's a lot of ground to cover. But that time, you trained so hard, you're super fit. You were excellent. Knowing me, I love to run. I'm all over. Mm. I don't give up. I just run everywhere.
So, Ibi, if you had to tell us, what was your strengths as a midfielder?
My strength as a midfielder, I could read a game. I could read a game very well. And my tackling, to tackle a person, I was very strong, never ever pull out. You can be how big, I never ever pull out. That's just the way I play. But my strength was reading the game, reading the passing of the next person, always intercept passes. That was my strength.
And have you scored any special goals in your career? I know you didn't score many goals. But
I never scored many goals. There was a special goal that the write-up was in the post.
Mm.
When I played for Bria, with myself in the late Campy, North Campy.
Yes.
Yes, me and him, we were 1-0 down for Bria. I made the first one. I gave it to him. He scored 1-1. And towards about 5 minutes towards the end of the game, I hit one shot from outside the box in the top corner.
Mm.
That was good. That was a winner. And I had a nice write-up in the paper.
No, fantastic. So that obviously stands out because I remember watching you playing and I know and for a fact that you never scored many goals. So obviously that was one of the crackers that you've scored. Now, after that stint in the FPL, you enjoyed a very successful career at amateur level as well. Yes. And you played for Derby United
with,
in Durban.
Yeah.
So talk us through that. How did you manage? Because there's lots of big professional amateur teams in Durban. Why did you choose Derby United?
Yeah, I joined Abzal in 89. I joined Abzal Khan. He approached me. I don't know how he got it right, but he turned my head and I joined him as a player coach with all the youngsters, with Zane Williams, Faisal Squad, Nazim
Abdullah.
Madhu, the same guy that sent a message, Madhu.
Yes.
Neil and Bria Ragnarsson, that played for many Rangers. We had an excellent team. And that time, as you know, there was Young Aces, there was Bluff Rangers, there was quite a few good sides.
Mm.
And, I mean, we hold our own in that league.
Mm.
Knowing Abzal always had nice players and always there for his players, look after his players very well.
Well, I can tell you what, Ibi, I've got a message now from someone who played with you at Derby as well, Bradley Alifon.
So he says, Ibi is not only a lawyer.
Yeah, he says, Ibi is not only a true legend of the game, but one of the finest gentlemen that I have ever known. It was an honor to play alongside him when he stepped down from pro to amateur, and a privilege to be able to call him my friend.
Yeah, those are all Derby players, and I played one season when I joined over 50 side with Durban Central. That's the same guy that sent you the message there, Ronnie. He's our manager.
Mm.
So I travel every Saturday from Maritzburg to go play over 50 in Durban with my friends.
Well, I can also say, Ibi, that I know most of these guys from Derby United that have been mentioned here, because I was fortunate to be coached by you at under 13 level for Derby United.
Yes,
played. Do you remember that?
How can I forget? that was excellent. Excellent under 13 yourself. There was another guy, Killer, and what was the striker's name?
Rashad,
yeah. What a combination. You yourself were such a nice little player. Well, a good little player.
And I was inspired by Ibrahim Jacobs.
You're laughing.
Yeah, no, those were good times. So I know all these players because they were the CJ guys. We used to go watch them play with the under 13.
Keith America, that year when I coached the under 13, Keith America was the senior coach for Derby United.
Mm. Mm.
And we stayed by Auntie Mordi.
Yep.
Uncle Gulam in West Road, Overport.
Just down the road.
You remember?
Yeah, just down the road.
Good, yes.
Yeah, that was a good old days there, Ibi. Let's talk about your highlights with Derby as well, because I know there were plenty of highlights with Derby United.
I know Derby was plenty of highlights. The first highlight was when we went to a pro-am tournament to PE. I packed my boots. I was on leave. My son was 2 months old in Abidjan. Allah made arrangements for me, so I packed my boots in a bag, going to Cape Town, and my wife didn't know. So when I came to Cape Town, I told her, you know what, we have to go from Cape Town, Allah, because two tickets, we have to go to PE, there's a tournament. So we went together.
And what was the reaction, by the way?
Well, she loves football. She was always there for me. When it comes to football.
Well, it was through football that you met your wife, right?
Yes, it was through football. My wife was from Maritzburg, and I played for Maritzburg United. My wife, that's how I met my wife.
No, fantastic. And then talk us through some other highlights with Derby United. I know you said you had your SA colors.
Highlights of Derby United. For the first 3 years, I got my Southern Natal colors. And in 1989, the Interprovincial, we were about one. The same guy that sent a message, Bradley, was Bradley, Faisal Scott, Zane Williams, and myself. We were about four players from Derby that was in the Southern Natal side. Zane Williams was our captain. And we were selected for Southern Natal, and the Interprovincial was in Maritzburg. So we came to Maritzburg, and that's where I met Booby too. Booby was a coach of Western Province. I think that's a year when Mark Williams was a striker in 1989. And the following year, he played for Eleni. Mm. And in that year, in 1989, we lost in a semifinal on penalties against Gregory Kopside from PE. And they went into the final against Western Province, and Western Province beat them. And that's the same year I got my SAA colors, myself and Zane Williams.
And the result against Western Province, can you still remember that one?
Say it again?
Your result against Western Province, did they beat you?
Against Western Province, I think we lost. When we lost, I cried. I don't like to lose against
your home
against
team.
The Cape Town side. That's just how I think most of the Cape Townians are like that when they come and play. Yeah, when they play a Cape Townian team, they don't like to lose. We don't like to lose because we know how it is when you play. You know, when you play there, you like cats and dogs, but after the game, you like good friends, brothers.
Now, you mentioned some of those names that played for Southern Natal: Zane Williams, Faisal Scott, Bradley Alifon. I know Zane and Faisal went on to play professional as well. All of them were very good footballers, actually. I think Bradley was a midfielder, Zane was a centre half, and Faisal was a striker.
Scotty was a striker, and Zane was a number five. Hello?
Yes, yes.
You did, yeah. No, Zane was a number five. Yeah, then we all turned pro. I turned with them because we merged, Avzal merged with the Aberdeen Callies. Mm. You remember that?
Yes, of course.
And then our coach was Gordon Ingerson.
Mm. That was NSL at that time.
Yes, we played in the second division.
Yeah.
It was myself, Faisal Scott, Zane, and some other players went through. And with the Aberdeen Callies, it was Thierry Bryant.
Mm.
And his brother, and some other players, I can't come by the names now. And we merged, and you must know two good amateur clubs merged. We got coaches, Gordon Ingerson, he coached us. Avzal got the coach, and he coached us. And that's how, I think the first year, we did well. I think we won promotion. And the second year, they were in the PSL.
Yeah.
And that's the year I left.
Oh, so you never played in that... I never had
the privilege of playing the PSL.
Yeah. Why didn't you do that, though? It was just one season, Ibi.
When I played for Bria in 1985, I played for Bria. I was approached by African Wanderers. I trained with African Wanderers. No one knows. I'm telling you the story. I trained with African Wanderers for 3 weeks. That African Wanderers was Buddy Governor, the one that's on Alan's Alansar, Deez Abdul, and Potts. You know Potts, the right winger from Leeds United?
Yes.
And our coach was Billy McGrivelich. I trained with them for about 3 weeks. I signed the papers. I was actually ready to play for African Wanderers on a Saturday. I was working for King Sports. Took my boots, everything to the ground, and I met the vice chairman of the federation, Mr. Bailey. Can you remember?
Yes.
Mr. Bailey? He met me in town, and he called me, and he told me to meet someone, and he told his guy, E.B. Jacobs will never, ever defect to the opposite side. And there I'm standing, I'm thinking to myself, I'm playing this week, I'm playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock, I was in the first 11 at African Wanderers. They wanted me, the chairman and the coach, and Deez Abdul took me there. And I went to work, and I'm sitting there, and now I'm thinking, what must I do? Must I go play, or must I duck? I ducked. I never went. I pulled out.
Well, I suppose that was a good thing in the end, eh?
No, it was a good thing.
Ibi, we're going to continue the conversation just now. We're just going to take a quick ad break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
This is Inside Sports.
Tashi Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the News.
It's a really good goal. It's Shabalala.
Inside the updates.
Zeya Kolisi and South Africa are Rugby World Cup kings in Japan.
Inside Sport.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back. It's just gone 8:45. You're listening to Inside Sport. My guest is the former Berea and Maritzburg United midfielder, Ibrahim Jacobs. Now, Ibi, just before the break, you were telling us about that opportunity to play for African Wanderers, but at the last minute, you decided to give it a skip. Do you regret that decision, or are you happy you made that decision?
No. Happy. Fine. That was just one of those things. Was never meant for me to play there.
But what about the papers you signed and stuff like that? Did they not, come?
No, they came to my work a couple of times. They came to find out where I am, and that could never happen. No money was given to me, so it was fine.
Okay.
It was different associations completely.
So we're going to end very shortly. Just wanted to ask you as well, do you have any regrets in your footballing career that maybe you never had a chance to play in the PSL or anything like that? Any regrets, or you were happy with your career?
My soccer career, the way it took off, where I came from, and what I did to myself for myself, I grabbed it with both my hands, thanks to Keith America, Kelly, Sally, and Bobby Adams, Bobby Solomons, thank you very much for allowing me, giving me that opportunity, and always be there for me, especially Sally and Kelly, and my coach, they're always there to help me.
No, fantastic. Now, a football has taken you from Wynberg all the way to Pietermaritzburg, where you can't
play. Pietermaritzburg,
are you still involved in football these days?
I'm still involved in football. I was coaching about 2 years back. I was coaching at the school, Maritzburg College, like I told you.
Mm.
2 years I was coaching at Maritzburg College. I'm still coaching. I'm coaching a team from Woodlands called Jacks, which is very nice.
Mm.
Some plays there. I got two sons.
Wow, fantastic. Any of them playing number six as well, by any chance?
Still number six. Whichever team I go, they just know they mustn't touch the number six. They give it to me. I used to play for Afzal, for the Federation Legends. Afzal will always keep it. He'll keep it number six for me. And as soon as I walk in, he'll just give it to him, my hand,
yeah.
Because he knows. Lucky number six.
No, fantastic. Ibrahim Jacobs, thanks for chatting to us on Voice of the Cape tonight. We appreciate that, and all the very best to you.
Thanks a lot, Feroz Talakala.
Now, I hope you enjoyed another edition of Inside Sport. I'll be back with more sporting news on the drive time from Monday to Friday from me, Feroz Sheikh. Have a lovely evening. Assalamu alaikum.
This is Inside Sport.
With Tashi Mamla, the first South African to get 300 in a test match. Your country salutes you.
Inside the news.
It's a really good ball. It's Shabalala. Goal! The final!
Inside the updates.
See you.